Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Wade Middaugh. Hello, Wade.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. Wade is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Jefferson City. We had a recent story, and we'll put it in our show notes, but there's been some exponential growth at the club. So my thought is, why don't we first of all just talk about what the mission of the Boys and Girls Club is?
Yeah, pretty simply, the mission of the Boys and Girls Club is to set all of our kids up for success. Through all of our different programming, we're always looking at ways to fill the gaps for our kids, help them overcome obstacles, depending on what that is in their background, help families to better set their kids up for success. We kind of see it as we're a partner in helping our kids be successful in life, whether that's education, whether that's what their future goals are. We do that through after-school programming and summer programming. We have kids all year long. And so it's really about, like I said, setting them up for success and getting them to have experiences that they may not have had otherwise that help them find their areas of passion as they grow up, and to mentor and be there for them.
Okay. So when you talk about gaps, What kind of gaps are we talking about for those who may not be familiar?
Well, some of our families may not have transportation. So one thing that we do at the club is make sure that any of our kids that couldn't use our services because they don't have transportation in the home, they couldn't get home at night or don't have reliable transportation, we not only make sure that the kids get to us, whether with our transportation or through the schools every afternoon, but we also transport kids home. So if they don't have reliable transportation home, we make sure that they get home safely every day. Some of the other gaps may be when it comes to meals. You know, a lot of our kids are on free reduced lunch at school, so they get those breakfast and lunch at school. Mm-hmm. But we found years ago that they may not be getting dinner at home, or a nutritious dinner isn't available for them. So one of the other things we do is provide hot, nutritious dinners and snacks every day to our kids. So we'll serve in a given year, you know, over 45,000 dinners at our sites. So it's one of those gaps. Another example would be, you know, education. We work with the school district, partner really heavy with the school district to fill in those gaps educationally. In the summer, our programming, we work really hard to make sure that kids aren't slipping back in the summer, that they're staying at grade level or continuing to make that progress, especially our kids that may be a little behind. And then character development is another huge piece. We're just making sure that we're doing what we can to provide them with the skills to be successful and be good, responsible citizens, you know, to be a part of our community, and hopefully they'll stay in our community.
So. Right, right. So this is a 12 months a year offering.
Yeah, our facilities are only closed about 3 weeks a year. Okay. Otherwise, we're open. And those are really gaps, just getting staff trained and getting facilities maintained between school and summer for the most part. But otherwise, we follow the school calendar and we're open as much as we possibly can be for our kids.
Okay. So what are the hours of operation?
So after school, it's a little different at facilities, but generally after school, they get bused to us or we bring them to us, and we're open until either 6 or 7 p.m., depending on which location they attend.
Okay. And club members include younger children as well as all the way up to high school?
Yeah. We serve all the way from K to 12, almost all of our Jeff City public schools. We serve all from K to 12.
Okay.
Yep.
And so what kind of facilities do you have? You've got the one there by the high school.
Yeah. So we have the Railton Center has been over on Lafayette Street, 1105 Lafayette, we just crossed our sixth year. And then last fall, and kind of huge talking about growth, is we opened the Sadowski Center on the west side over on Charm Villa Drive to serve West End schools. So we're kind of anchored on both sides of Jefferson City. And then for years, we've operated inside of Callaway Hills Elementary School in Whole Summit. So we have a site out there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that exponential growth. What's driving it?
I think over the years, you know, the Railton Center was a huge step for us 6 years ago to come and bring us back home after our original facility was demolished during the interchange there. So that was a huge, you know, step of bringing us home. But we knew the minute it was completed that we were outgrown. You know, we needed more room. So we took advantage of some grant funding to open inside the YMCA Knowles Annex building years ago to start serving kids from West End schools in that location. But we were limited in space. We knew we could only have about 60 to 70 kids over there, and it was full. So the spring of 22, we kind of looked and knew we had more of a need. We had wait lists, so we knew we had a need to serve more kids from our West End elementary schools. And so we looked last spring and found the Sadowski Center. Well, found the building and then did a kind of a really quick remodel. It was a crazy summer, but a really quick remodel. We were already open last fall over there. So that allowed us to expand our services, double the amount of kids we can serve from our West End schools over there. And then Holt Summit, same thing. We were able years ago to open Holt Summit to expand because there was a need out in Holt Summit for our services too. So I think it's really about the services we're providing for our kids. And we're always looking at tailoring those services and finding those gaps and what we can offer to help our kids overcome any obstacles that they've got and really better set them up. And I think as we kind of raised our standards and our level and the programming that we're offering, and through a lot of grant opportunities, been able to provide some really high-end programming for our kids, that families have seen that the club isn't just a place that's just daycare. We're so much more than that.
Yeah.
We're glad to be a safe place place for kids to be every afternoon and throughout the summer, but we want to use that time wisely while we have them. And so it's not just that we're keeping kids safe, but we're giving them incredible programming and experiences. So I think what we've seen there is more families want to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And they want to be a part of that. And they want their kids to be a part of that. And it's been really impactful for a lot of our kids.
Yeah. So let's talk about the numbers. What kind of difference have you seen in numbers last few years?
Yeah. So our Railton Center can hold 250 kids.
Okay.
And so it has been full with wait lists for quite a while. In our first year at Sadowski Center, we just completed our first school year at Sadowski Center. And there was about 130 some kids there. That's allowed us to, again, in 1 year, just double the amount of kids that we can serve from Weston schools. So that's been huge. Our Teen Center is another, which is located in the Railton Center that serves our middle and high school students from all across Jeff City. It has doubled in the amount of teens that we're serving as well. So there's definitely a need there. We've seen growth there. And we know there's more of a need in Holt Summit too. The only school that we are not currently serving in the entire Jeff City School District is North School. And the number of kids we're seeing, the growth we're seeing at Callaway Hills Elementary to need to expand in Holt Summit. So short-term goal is to meet that need in Holt Summit and find a location that we can serve both of those elementary schools too, so we can serve the entire district.
Sure. Well, and that sounds like one of, I'm sure, many challenges that you're facing.
Yeah.
So what's the longer term challenges you're facing? Obviously, if you're at capacity at some of the buildings already.
We like to say it's that seeing more children be able to serve more kids is wonderful.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a good problem to have that you're out of space.
Yeah.
But it's still a problem. And so, you know, because our goal is to serve, you know, all youth in our community. So we know that a short-term goal really is have our eyes on Holt Summit to be able to find a location there. We're kind of looking now to see what we can do there. But yes, the Railton Center on the east side has been at capacity. It's a beautiful 18,000 square foot facility. But as we've learned, as we add these amazing programs like 3D printing and robotics and a recording studio and virtual reality headset, all that takes space. And so not just the amount of kids we can serve, but also if we want this high-end programming, we need more space to be able to really do that.
Yeah.
We're looking there too. What are our options to expand that facility possibly and maybe make more room for our teens even in a different location? So we're not sitting still. The Stausky Center was a huge accomplishment for us. It's worked out very well over there, but we know that we can't sit idle, you know, so we're looking in multiple locations to be able to expand our services and make room for that growth. But with that also comes the, you know, budgetary concerns, you know, because one of the best parts about the club is that we turn no child away for the inability to pay. We are here for all youth. And so we have several different payment options, but we also have a robust scholarship program. That's where a lot of our donations go. And a lot of our community has been incredibly supportive throughout this growth. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of investors and our donors, strong community supporters like the United Way, who always have our back and are the first ones to step up to say, what's the challenge? How can we help?
Yeah.
We're looking at all of those options to be able to fund that growth and to be able to keep up with the facilities that we're adding and the expansion that's necessary.
So. Yeah. So how much of the club is run by staff versus volunteers? Is there a volunteer element to this club?
Yeah. With our recent growth, in any given day right now, we have about 80 staff members that are working at the different locations. And then we have probably 10 or 15 volunteers a day that are also helping to facilitate that program. We ask them to mentor kids, to be a part of the program. So not maybe facilitating the programming that we have, but just being a part of it with the kids, helping out at meal service, passing along wisdom, reading to kids. Kids love it when people come in to, new faces come in to read with them, share stories. So yeah, so a lot of it is, most of our is staff, is paid staff, but we are happy that we're in a better place with COVID to where now we can have more volunteers coming in. So we've really been loving to have the volunteers back in the space.
Sure. Well, and so how can the community become better engaged with Boys and Girls Club? How can they help support the mission that you've laid out before them?
Yeah, a big part of what the growth that we have is considering to make an investment. There's several ways to do that, whether it's for facilities and the growth that we have, but also or the programming we're adding, a lot of it is about experiences for kids and getting to try things, to see where their passions are. You know, we play a huge role in that with our kids. And so we have a lot of amazing clubs that they get to choose to be a part of and try out, like gardening club or culinary club or skateboarding club. There's so many options. But all of those, you know, they need volunteers to help support those programs. You know, so if they have a passion, we're always looking for new ideas too of things we haven't even thought of yet, a sewing club or some other passion. So if you have a volunteer who has a passion in something and wants to share that passion with our kids, that's one easy way to get involved, share that passion
right.
with our kids, you know, so that the next generation can continue that passion. So I know one of those I think of is sewing, you know, things like that, that maybe the younger generations are completely unfamiliar with.
Right. Kind of
get involved. Let's teach the next generation that.
Yeah.
So that's a huge way. And another way is, again, mentoring. Just a lot of our volunteers come in and just start building relationships with kids in one of our groups. And that just goes a huge way with a lot of our kids, because more than ever, really, our kids need someone who cares about them, mm-hmm. who cares about them, who's checking in with them, asking how their day was, especially given the last few years and how, you know, school sure. closures and everything else. More than ever, they need that, knowing someone's there for them and is asking them how their day was and checking in on them. So that's a huge part of that. Coming in and reading. Like uh-huh. I said, just again, someone who's coming in and reading to them, giving them stories is huge. So there's so many ways to get involved, not just financially, but volunteering your time and your passion.
So wait, if somebody's listening, they think, I want to talk to somebody there, and I got some money I got to give you,
uh-huh.
or I've got some time I would yeah. love to share. How could they do that?
Our administrative office and our main offices are at the Railson Center uh-huh. at Lafayette Street. So John Schaefer Cutter, our development director, is happy to talk about any kind of partnership, investment, donation, myself as well. So if they walk into the club, there will always be someone to greet them and funnel them to the right person to okay. help them out and get them involved.
So for those who are thinking, you know, maybe this is not for me, mm-hmm. what is the motivation that gets you up every day mm-hmm. to go to that club, interact with these kids?
Yeah, I like to say even on the most stressful days, you know, when I'm in the back office doing something and worrying, stressing about what's coming down the road, mm-hmm. spending time with those kids is everything. If I need to step away from my desk and go out there, and I will get a laugh, I will get a funny story, I will see the work we're doing in action.
Yeah.
You know, I'll hear a story of a kid who came to us not being able to write their first name, but they've been working with our tutors and now they've got that down and they're moving on. Our character development programs are huge. And so there's so many ways to get involved, but it's easy to, if you're there, you will very quickly, you'll want to come back
yeah.
because you can see the work that's being done and the success. And our kids are so appreciative.
Yeah.
Of what we're doing. And so, yeah, I mean, for me, it's, I know every day that I'm not just getting up and going to work, I'm making a difference for kids and
yeah.
for the future, our future. I mean, that's the bottom line of it, is we owe it to them to set them up as best as we can. And I know any given day I can walk out of my office and walk into that club and you see it. You
yeah.
see it and you feel it every day. Mm. So.
All right. Well, Wade, thanks for the great work you're doing there at Boys and Girls Club. And hopefully folks will listen and yeah. reach out to you and see how they can help.
Get involved with the growth. We need as much support as we can, you know, both, you know, again, financially, but also people just getting involved, because there's so many ways to get involved and make a difference in these kids' lives. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.